The time approaches for the great taking up of the church and the soon-to-follow Battle of Armageddon, which will end this world as we know it. At the end of this feature, we will list the expansive 21 Signs of Doomsday series for your review. The time and the hour only God knows, but we have been given numerous signs to watch for. 1 Thessalonians 4:15 through 18 describes the great taking up of the church. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Those who will be caught up to meet Jesus Christ in the clouds, those who will be counted worthy to escape the terrible things that will strike this earth, are the born again, those who have literally been born a second time, this time of the Spirit of God. In John 3:3 you read, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Have you been born again? Have you surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory? He is the only way to escape the impending and eternal judgment of the living God. Acts 4:10 through 12, Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. There is no other way. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Revelation 22:18-19, For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. God said, Luke 20:46, Beware of the scribes, which desire to walk in long robes and love greetings in the markets and the highest seats in the synagogues and the chief rooms at feast. God said, Revelation 13:15-18, And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Man said, These doomsday prophets make me laugh. There is no end of this world, and certainly no judgment day. Now the record. Welcome to God Said, Man Said feature article 669 that will once again certify the pure supernatural veracity of God's holy word. All of these features are archived on this site in text and streaming audio for the edification of the blood-bought and as ammunition in the battle for the souls of men. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. Thank you for coming today. May the face of our God shine upon you with light and truth. The word walkers accept no titles. They are not Protestant, Catholic, Orthodox, Baptist, Methodist, or any other denomination. Since the time God gave the word, they have been and are known as sola scriptura, which is a Latin term that means scriptures alone. Moses, the man of God who penned the first five books of the Bible, gives this admonition in Deuteronomy 4:2. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandment of the Lord your God, which I command you. Sola Scriptura is typified in Acts 17, 10, and 11 by the New Testament saints known as the Bereans. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the Scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Why should these word walkers take such a dogmatic stand on every jot and tittle of the words of the Holy Bible? Consider the following verses. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy Word is truth. Revelation 19:13, which speaks of Christ, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Chaste virgins of the faith know no other word. One's love for God's word reveals one's love for God. This 21 Signs of Doomsday feature will deal directly with Satan's unrelenting drive to deceive the sons of Adam by changing God's words. In Genesis 3:1, Satan adds one word and a punctuation mark to close the door on an eternal life in paradise, where every day was a beautiful postcard sky, and opened the door of sin, death, and destruction. Satan's question to our grandmother Eve was, "Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" Remove Satan's "hath" and the question mark, and the sentence would accurately read, "Yea, God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden." At the end of this feature, along with the Doomsday series, we will list God Said, Man Said features that deal with which Bible translation should be in your hands. Nothing should be more important than the believer's copy of the Word of God. For the English-speaking, that copy is the Authorized King James Version. The Authorized King James Version of the Bible was translated by the world's greatest scholars, supported by the vast, vast majority of the original Greek handwritten manuscripts, thus the term majority text, supported by the oldest manuscripts, supported by manuscripts discovered in Greece, Constantinople, Asia Minor, Syria, Alexandria, Africa, Gaul, southern Italy, Sicily, England, and Ireland, versus the new translations, which are derived from a reading found only in one limited area. Translated from Textus Receptus, which means received text, and has been the authority among the redeemed for over 2,000 years. But Satan is hell-bent on changing the words. Adding or subtracting from the Bible is changing God's words, and when one understands that all things are created out of God's words, changing them is a very, very bad idea. The following paragraphs are from the God Said, Man Said feature, King James Scholarship, Part 2. Which Bible? Are all Bibles the Word of God? This question must be answered. There is nothing more important than the accuracy of your copy of the Word of God. G.A. Riplinger, who has researched and written volumes on Bible translations, has recently added a rebuttal booklet to those challenging the Authorized King James Version. One critic in particular is Robert Morey, author and media personality. Morey says only about 50 readings are problematic, and all of them would fit on one page. It must be noted that Satan's entire deception of Eve took place in just 5 verses. Riplinger writes, "A full coalition of the Greek editions underlying most modern translations reveals that they differ from the Greek text underlying the KJV in 9,970 of the 140,521 words. This 7% change would cover 45 pages of text, not, as Morey claimed, one page. Of these differences, nearly 3,600 are omissions. It's a much shorter Greek text. This includes the omission of 20 Nestle's 23rd and 17 UBS 3rd whole verses. In another 3,146 places, a completely different Greek word is used, not just difference in spelling. In addition to the 7% differences in underlying Greek text, new versions use dynamic equivalencies. These are word changes which occur in no Greek or Hebrew text. The NASB uses about 4,000, and the New King James Version uses about 2,000. The NIV uses 6,653. The NIV has 64,098 less words than the KJV. This omission of approximately 10% of the Bible reduces a typical 1,700-page Bible by 170 pages, not one page. End of quote. Note, the number one contender for the Authorized King James Version's position of correctness is the New International Version. Most who are using the NIV have a translation published before 2011 and are fully unaware that things have changed substantially. Their NIV is no longer being published. The new NIV, which was available online for review November 1, 2010, was scheduled for a printed release of March 2011, but with no name change. It will still be called the NIV, yet 5% of its contents will have changed. That's about 76 pages worth of additional changes. Remember, Satan added one word and a question mark and ushered in the law of sin and death. Some will recall that in 2005, the TNIV was published, which some have called the gender-neutral Bible, but with no sales success. They have taken the TNIV and merged its content with the pre-2011 NIV, and the following paragraph is from Biblica.com. In addition, particular attention was paid to external feedback in the area of gender language. See what was decided about inclusive language on page 4. As the CBT stated in announcing the planned update, every single gender-related change made from the 1984 NIV to the TNIV was reconsidered. Some were preserved, some were rescinded in favor of the 1984 rendering, and many were rewarded in a third, still different way. End of quote. Proverbs 24, 21, 22, "My son, fear thou the Lord and the King, and meddle not with them that are given to change, for their calamity shall rise suddenly, and who knoweth the ruin of them both." End of quotes. All who are redeemed and many of those who are not have some understanding of the coming Antichrist and the doomsday mark of the beast, which is the number of a man, Revelation 13, 16, and 18, "And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 600, 66. Several weeks ago in the God Said, Man Said feature, 21 Signs of Doomsday, update 27, 666, we discussed in some detail the mark of the beast. This week's feature will add to that information and make it abundantly clear what Satan's ploy to change God's words has to do with it. Several paragraphs from Paul McGuire's book, The Day the Dollar Died, which was published in 2009, will follow. Mr. McGuire is a syndicated talk show host, commentator on CNN and Fox News, author of 16 books, and a professor at King's College. Mr. McGuire writes, "We are entering a cashless society where credit cards will soon become obsolete. Due to identity theft, which is one of the fastest growing crimes, the next logical step is a microchip implant with an RFID transmitter. A company based in Delray Beach, Florida, listed on NASDAQ as Verichip Corporation, states, Verichip provides state-of-the-art security solutions that identify, locate, and protect people and their assets and their environments. From the world's first and only FDA-cleared human implantable RFID microchip to the only active RFID tag, with patented skin-sensing abilities, Verichip's technology ensures the safety and security organizations are looking for." Obviously, I am not saying that Verichip and its microchip is the mark of the beast. However, at some future time, something similar to this technology could be developed that could potentially be used as a mark of the beast technology. Verichip goes back to the events of September 11, 2001, when New York firemen were writing their badge ID numbers on their chest in case they were found injured or unconscious. Working with Applied Digital, VeriChip was created to produce and market an implantable device known as VeriChip. Since that time, many people around the world have been implanted, such as medical patients, children, the elderly, CEOs, soldiers, and celebrities. The VeriChip products utilize an implantable passive RFID chip for automatic identification. The chip is about the size of a grain of rice, and the microchip inserts just under the skin and contains a 16-digit identifier. Business Wire ran an article entitled, VeriChip Corporation Launches HealthLink System in Florida. It reads, Florida's emergency health care system is receiving a shot in the arm this week with the introduction of HealthLink, a revolutionary biomedical technology created by VeriChip Corporation of Delray, Florida. For program participants, this means they will be able to receive critical care more rapidly, accurately, and safely. Emergency contact information is also provided, offering greater peace of mind for the HealthLink member and his or her family and caregivers. HealthLink requires implanting program participants with a tiny microchip, similar in size to a grain of rice, just under the skin in the rear upper portion of the right hand. The HealthLink microchip contains a 16-digit identification number that, when scanned by a HealthLink handheld electronic reader, provides a secure link to a private online database that reveals the patient's personal health records and emergency contact information. Journalist Cynthia A. Janak concludes, "So now you have the full picture of what this technology has the potential to do. You get the chip in your arm or hand, and someone from Homeland Security announces a situation detrimental to public safety. Everyone may be forced to be scanned. What if that public safety is a group of people who have different opinion to what freedom is? They could be termed detrimental to the public safety under the Patriot Act. There you have it. You have this data chip set up, the VeriChip, the appropriations for this technology, and you have what they're really going to use it for. Control of the citizens of the United States of America and possibly the world." The FDA has already approved an implantable computer chip that would contain medical information to assist with healthcare. The military has discussed implanting chips in soldiers to speed up medical care. Rottenberg, the executive director of the Electronic Privacy Information Center, said it's likely the chips will be soon used in prisoners, parolees, and eventually children. End of quote. Finally, Mr. McGuire writes, Bible scholars debate about what is termed last day's events. However, I am convinced after years of studying the Bible and teaching on this subject in college, seminaries, and conferences, that before this event happens, all true believers in Jesus Christ will be raptured or removed from the earth supernaturally. I believe this happens immediately before the Antichrist is revealed. Once the Church of Jesus Christ is removed from the earth, the false prophet will be free to work a powerful deception. All the millions of people who rejected Jesus Christ as their Savior will now choose to worship the Antichrist and receive the mark of the beast. End of quote. Note, in January 2012, the Veritech Acquisition Corporation acquired the VeriChip implantable microchip. How close is a nationally mandated chip inserted under the skin to you? Consider the following paragraph from ObamacareFacts.com. This RFID implant rumor comes from an early version of what would become Obamacare, America's Affordable Health Care Choice Act of 2009, H.R. 3200. H.R. 3200 was an unsuccessful bill introduced in the U.S. House of Representatives on July 14, 2009. Page 1001 of H.R. 3200 included an amendment to Section 519 of the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, which allowed for data collection to facilitate analysis of post-market safety and outcomes data from Class II devices. An RFID chip is classified as a Class II device by the FDA. None of the wording cited below appears in the Patent Protection and Affordable Care Act, H.R. 3200 Obamacare, although Section 519 of the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act does still include an unamended passage on rules for Class II devices and data collection from them, end of quote. Nearly 2,000 years ago, when Revelation 13 was written, the idea that some type of code would be inserted under the skin of the hand or forehead, and that this code would regulate all global commerce, was ludicrous. Electricity had yet to be discovered and developed. The technological art of miniaturization was unknown, such as the microchip. There were no cell phones, sophisticated electronic banking systems, credit cards, global internet networks, etc. But today, what was once ludicrous to the skeptics is now doable and even being done. What does Satan's ploy of changing the words of God have to do with the mark of the beast? The majority text, authorized King James Version, reads in Revelation 13:16, "And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads." Revelation 13:16 reads in the NIV, "It also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads." On this subject, G.A. Riplinger writes in the 1184-page book In Awe of the Word the following, "This may be the most damaging twist of Scripture in these perilous days. The NKJV, TNIV, NIV, NASB, ESV, HCSB, and generally all new versions allow their readers to take the mark of the beast simply by changing the letter I to O. Applied Digital Solutions has a Verichip ready to market. Their spokesman appeared on the 700 Club to assure Christian viewers that their embedded chip did not fit the new version's description about the mark of the beast because their chip goes in the hand, inserted with a large needle device, not stamped on the hand." The Associated Press, Washington, February 26, 2002 reports, "Good or evil? Applied Digital has consulted theologians and appeared on the religious television program The 700 Club to assure viewers the chip didn't fit the biblical description of the mark because it is under the skin, hidden from view." The time of the end approaches and Satan has staked out his positions. He has changed the word. Jesus Christ is the only way of escape. Click on the Further with Jesus now if you have yet to be born again. God said, Revelation 22:18-19, "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book." God said, Luke 20:46, "Beware of the scribes, which desire to walk in long robes and love greetings in the markets and the highest seats in the synagogues and the chief rooms at feast." God said, Revelation 13:15-18, "And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, and the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666." Man said, "These doomsday prophets make me laugh. There is no end of this world, and certainly no judgment day." Now you have the record.